It is 9:35 and time for Vet Talk on KDOM. Vet Talk heard each Tuesday morning about this same time. It's brought to you as a service of the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic in Windham. Today, Jennifer Anderson joins us to talk about holiday safety today when it comes to your animals. This time of year, everybody's distracted by a lot of things, but you got to remember to take care of those pets.
Right. You know, everybody is busy hustling around, and we don't always think about, what if there's an emergency? The biggest thing is plan in advance. Plan for that emergency. Have the vet's, clinic number handy. We're open 24 hours. We're always available, so know our number. If you need us, call us. Write down the pet poison hotline number. Just be prepared in case something happens so you're not scrambling.
Well, it's one of those things that you never think about it until you need it. But just a little bit of planning, whether it's writing that phone number or saving it in your cell phone or hanging it on your fridge, but that number, somebody answers day or night, no matter when you call.
That's right. Our doctors are pretty darn good at that. Another thing to think about, I always think, I'm going to give my dog a little taste of my food, or, just because we think we're being nice to them. Human food can be very dangerous for our pets, especially chocolate, as everyone knows. But sweets and baked goods, if they have the artificial sweetener in it, that can cause heart failure in dogs or liver failure and death. And you're not being nice to them by giving them scraps of food.
Even when they give you those big puppy dog eyes, you just have to say no.
Right. You should not give them anything off of your table. Bones can cause choking and blockages. No onions, raisins, or grapes. Those are very, very poisonous to animals.
Isn't that interesting, too? But all right. So another thing that happens this time of year, then, is you're also traveling a lot. And that's a whole nother group of concerns when it comes to taking your pet with you on the ride.
Right. In the vehicle, you want your dog or your cat to be, restrained in the harness, secure the carrier. You never want the carrier by any airbags. Just things to think about. Never in the back of a truck.
And, the other thing about that, too, Jen, is if that, dogs, but cats, too, if they're roaming free in your vehicle, they can jump on your lap and cause you to have an accident. It's for their safety, but it's for your safety, too.
Right. And when you go on a trip as well, pack for your pet, bring their medical records, bring what you're going to need in case an emergency were to happen. Loosen the vehicle, never a good idea. They can get down by your feet and, like you said, Steve, cause an accident.
It's so simple just to kind of throw the paperwork in with you when you go.
Right. Yep. And you know what? If it doesn't work to bring your pet, you can always board them.
And that is a good alternative to take, especially if you're traveling a long ways. But it's important to know that you've got some place to board that pet that you can trust, too.
Right. We offer pet boarding here at the clinic. A great staff. We have our facility is great. We know your pet. We're happy to take care of them while you're gone.
There's lots of extra things that you need to look out for when it comes to your pets this time of year.
That is correct, Steve.
And again, Jen, if anybody ever has questions, the vet clinic's there to help.
Yes, give us a call anytime.
All right, and that number is?
507-831-1473.
Very good. Jen, anything else we need to add today?
No, nothing I can think of. Just have a great week and stay safe, everyone.
Very good. All right. Thank you. That is Jen Anderson with the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic. And that will do it for Vet Talk today on KDOM.